Welcome back. We're still on the line with Steve Thomas, Liberal Party member for the Southwest region. We've been talking about government assistance compensation for small businesses affected by lockdowns. So does this count at all for previous lockdowns? Are people able to back claim on this, Steve, or is this only in the event that there's lockdowns going forward?
Well, each lockdown is treated individually. So if you were impacted in the metropolitan area only and Peel region, by the Anzac Day lockdown, you can apply for that. Now, I asked how that was going a few weeks ago in Parliament. They had well over 5,000 applications and they'd managed to approve about half of them, but they were still working through the applications from Anzac Day towards the end of June. So how long these applications for the new one will take, no, it's anybody's guess. For this compensation to be particularly useful, it also needs to be timely, Tom. It has to get out so that businesses can make use of it when they're feeling the impacts, which is almost immediate for them. And the issue is, I don't think the government understands how small business functions. I mean, it puts money out at the start of the process before the guests turn up or the event occurs, and they then have to get that money back when those people can't turn up because of a lockdown. They've already expended the money. So the cost is up front for small business. And I don't think the state government gets this. And that's why it needs to be faster, more efficient, more timely.
No, absolutely. And just to clarify, you said that applied to, say, the Perth and Peel lockdown area, but that probably means that there's people in other areas such as the Southwest and the Great Southern who had a direct impact from not having those people come down from Perth, but they may not be eligible to apply because they weren't technically in a lockdown.
So in the original lockdowns that we had up until the last one, regional businesses couldn't apply. So if you're impacted on Anzac Day in a regional area outside of the metropolitan region of Peel, you could not even apply. Now, the government is allowing regional businesses to apply for the latest lockdown last week. But it is so stringent and the qualifications are so tough and the rules around it so complicated that businesses are struggling to get their applications in and get through. And lots of businesses who thought they should qualify don't qualify because they're not on the list. So it is a difficult system to use, and the government should do much better with this.
Listeners, I'm going to give you that website one more time. Just go to smallbusiness.wa.gov.au, and it does help to be specific there, even if you just type in small business WA, because if you just leave it at typing in small business, you're going to end up with a lot of website hosting, making building websites, offering you how to start your small business on a very cheap scale. So be specific, smallbusiness.wa.gov.au. Steve, look, great topic this morning. Thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure, Tom. Thank you very much.